11. Everyone likes cookies. All the dwarfs are at work when I hear a knock at the door. I'm not sure what they do, but they seem very dedicated. "That's her," I whisper and put down my spoon. I'm not crazy about my breakfast anyway. Snow's porridge is no Lucky Charms. Snow turns even whiter than normal. Maybe I shouldn't get it. I place my hands on my hips. "You have to. That's the plan." Jonah tugs on my arm. "When can we go exploring?" "Not now, Jonah," I whisper.
"I know, but when?"
"Shush, when we're done."
"But I don't want to be poisoned," Snow whines. "I think I'd rather just live here and stay unpoisoned."
"I bet you won't even feel it," I say, even though I have no idea if that's true. The story never said anything about the poison hurting, did it? I peek behind the curtain, expecting to see the old woman from yesterday, but instead there's a young girl standing there. She's wearing a white dress and has pigtails, and she's carrying a plate of gooey-looking cookies.
"False alarm," I say. "It's just a little girl."
"Abby," Jonah says.
"I said shush, Jonah."
Instead of shushing, he jumps up and down.
"She changes into different disguises. It's probably Evil Evelyn dressed up."
"Oh, right. Duh, of course. I should have noticed that she was still tall. It's the queen in disguise. She's so sneaky. She has poison cookies. Snow, are you ready? Let's do this. Open the door and act normal. You don't want her to suspect anything."
"I'm sorry," Snow yells through the curtains. "I'm not allowed to answer the door."
"What is she doing?"
"You have to answer the door. Otherwise, she won't poison you."
"You told me to act normal," Snow says back. "That's what I normally say."
"Fine, but don't let her get away."
"I have cookies," the girl calls from outside. "Chocolate chip cookies. I'm giving them away for free. Would you like one? I'm just a little girl, a harmless little girl."
"This is perfect," I whisper to Snow. "The cookies are just like the apple. You eat the cookie, you pass out, the story goes on as normal. Case closed." I take a step back so the little Evil Evelyn won't see me, but I pick up the corner of the curtain so I can watch. Jonah crouches behind the couch. Snow takes a deep breath.
"Here I go."
She opens the door and looks at the little girl.
"Hello, little girl," she says in a meek voice.
Because the door opens inward, it's blocking my view a bit. I can still see out the window, though. There's an evil glint in the girl's eyes. I can also see her freckles. Evil Evelyn went all out on this disguise. I bet she rocks at Halloween. The queen practically shoves the plate under Snow's nose.
"Would you like one? Don't they smell delicious?"
My stomach grumbles. They do smell delicious. I kind of want a cookie, especially since I didn't finish my porridge. No poison cookie. No poison cookie.
"Well, all right," Snow says, her voice shaky. "I will eat one of your cookies."
"Here you go," the little girl says. "Take your pick."
I snort. I can't believe that Evil Evelyn thought Snow would fall for the same trick again. Obviously, she's not that smart. I almost fell for it, too.
"Oh, okay," Snow says. "Will do. I'm taking it. I'm taking it. Here I go."
She reaches outside to pick up a cookie and slowly, very slowly, raises it to her mouth. No turning back now. She's going to take a bite of the cookie. The story will continue like it's supposed to. Problem solved. Now all we have to do is figure out how to get home. Snow opens her mouth and takes a bite. That's when I see it. The young girl is holding a hammer behind her back. A hammer. A hammer?
She's lifting the hammer and swinging it towards Snow's head. No! This is not the plan! There is no hammer in my plan! Stop! I scream at the tippy top of my lungs. I jump towards Snow and push her out of the way. We both tumble to the floor. Snow spits the cookie out. At the same time, the young girl's hammer swings through the air and just misses its target. Drat! The young girl wails, spinning in a circle like a top. Why did you do that? Snow asks me, pushing herself up on her elbows. She was going to hit you with a hammer. She could have smashed Snow in half or made a dent in her head. Would a handsome prince fall in love with a smushed head? I mean, seriously. And who knows if a smushed Snow could be brought back to life? You again! The young girl spits, her lips morphing into a sneer. Her makeup starts to melt, and I can see evil Evelyn beneath the disguise. And yes, she's definitely wearing a key on a chain around her neck. What, does she have to wind herself up or something? Evil Evelyn shakes a long, black fingernail in my face. There'll be no fooling me a second time. If that key doesn't give her away, those claws sure will. Why are you ruining my plan? She snarls. Is she kidding me? I'm ruining your plan? You're ruining my plan. Before she can smush me with a hammer, I kick the door shut with my bare foot. Evil Evelyn tries to rattle it open. I'm coming in. You can't stop me. She pushes against the door and then kicks it. Then she stops. I peek out the window. 2 seconds later, she starts muttering to herself and smashing the hammer against the door. With the next bang, the hinges almost pop off. Maybe this will help, Jonah says, pushing the mini couch against the door. Good idea, I say. More! The three of us heave over the mini dining room table and the mini chairs. They are much lighter and smaller than I wish they were. I push, Snow pushes, and my brother pushes. We will not let evil Evelyn in. On the other side, she's yelling and grunting and hammering. We block the door with all the furniture and appliances we can find. The garbage pail, chairs, a large pot. Fortunately, the windows are dwarf-sized. No way is evil Evelyn fitting through them. We have to scare her away, Jonah says. But how? Snow asks. We have boiling water! I scream. If you don't go away in 3 seconds, we're going to throw it at you! We don't have boiling water, Snow whispers. She doesn't know that, I whisper back. I would never really throw boiling water at someone, but evil Evelyn probably thinks all people are as evil as she is. There's a pause. I'm going to throw it! I yell, feeling a bit sick at the thought. You'll be covered in burns and blisters. You won't even be the second fairest person in the land. You'll be the first ugliest. I'll be back, we hear. Eventually, the other side gets quiet. I think she's gone, I say, finally. Snow looks under the curtains. I don't see her. She exhales with relief. Now what? Jonah asks. Good question. So, can we take down the blockade? Snow asks. I crawl over to the couch and plant myself on a cushion. Let's keep it up, just in case. She only comes around once a day, Snow says. We can try again tomorrow. Now help me tidy up before the dwarfs get back. Francis hates it when things are out of place. I feel a little queasy. This whole let Snow almost die plan is not working. What if next time the queen comes back with a truck and mows down the cottage? What's a truck? Snow asks. A really big horseless carriage, Jonah says. But what if she comes back with a cannon? Or a dragon? What if she keeps coming back until she gets the job done? I wonder aloud. We need to save Snow's story before there's no snow left to save.